I'd like to share with you what we believe, Alice and I, is a word from the Lord for hope for this year, for 2019. And we talked about it at our AGM in February and also over our church weekend away in May. I'm just going to give a short summary of it now. And it comes from Jeremiah chapter 29, which is a time in Israel's history. If you're familiar with the Old Testament, you'll know that that the land of Israel on the map was the promised land that God had promised to give to Abraham and to his descendants who had become this nation of Israel. And his promise to Abraham was that they would be more numerous than the grains of sand on the sea, than the stars in the sky. And through that nation of Israel living in this land in the Middle East, all of the nations of the world would be blessed. And as we know, that's come about through Jesus being born as a Jew in the land of Israel, and through him the whole of the world is being blessed. But before this happened, before Jesus was born, Israel had been going through centuries really of following the Lord and not following the Lord. And God said, if you continually turn away from me, destroy yourselves, destroy each other, then I will take you out of the promised land, out of the land of Israel, that land that I've given to you, and I'll send you off into exile. And that's what happened. The people of Israel were sent into exile in Babylon. And so they're living for a period of time in this land which they know is not their permanent home. And there's a similarity between Israel's time in exile with our own time here on earth now, because we live in a world where we know Jesus. He's revealed to us. But we live amongst a world that hasn't yet discovered fully the love of God. And it's a world where sin and pain and suffering are very much part of normal life. We taste glimpses of God's kingdom, but we don't see it in its fullness. So just like the people of Israel, we know God, but we don't see the fullness of his reign, his goodness, his peace, his joy here on earth in the world around us. So there's some similarities there. And we could say, okay, what's the solution to that? For Israel, they were looking, hey, let's just get back into the promised land, back into the land that God promised to Abraham to give to us. And then we'll be in our rightful place again. And we could say, we just need Jesus to come back again, or we just need to be taken to heaven, just removed into that place which is free from suffering, free from pain, and free from struggle. But God says a surprising thing. It's certainly surprising to the people of Israel through Jeremiah, and it's written in chapter 29 here, in that place of exile. I'm going to read it. This is Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 4. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says to all the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children, and then find spouses for them so that they may have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away. And work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for its welfare will determine your welfare. Really interesting, hey? It's not about just getting through the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, the years, and surviving. It's not about just looking to get back to the land that they know they really belong in for the long term. But God says, build homes, settle down, have children, work for the peace and prosperity of the city where you're living. And we've got four things beginning with I coming out of this, which we believe is what God's saying to us as hope for this season. They are invest, increase, influence, and intercede. And I'm just going to unpack those slightly here. So the first one, invest. So verse 5 says, build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. We believe God's saying to us, as the people of hope, to dig in where we are, where we're living, in the communities that we're a part of, in the church community here at Hope, in our workplaces, to give ourselves wholeheartedly to the places where we are. We're not saying that we'll never move house or we'll never change jobs or any of that stuff, but we're saying where we are, and for the time that we're called to be here, just be wholehearted in our investment, in our giving ourselves. Maybe it does look like committing to the place where you live longer term and the people that you're working with longer term. We recognize that it's over time, substantial things are built. They don't just happen so quickly necessarily. So invest, build homes, plant gardens, eat the fruit that those gardens produce, be in it for the long haul. And the second one is increase. Here it says, verse 6, marry and have children. Then find spouses for them so that you may have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away. Again, this might be physical for some of us in terms of actually having children, but so often in the New Testament, what is physical in the Old Testament becomes a spiritual reality in the New Testament. And our mandate as followers of Jesus is to share this incredible news that we're all loved and we're all known by God. We all have a plan and a purpose and an identity that is for all of us to discover. And we only find that through relationship with Jesus. We only discover who we really are through Jesus. And our mandate as Christians is to share this incredible truth with everyone in the world around us, everyone locally and beyond. So there's this increased mandate for us. Looks like sharing the good news, seeing people turn to Jesus, even from a point of not yet knowing him. So invest, increase. And the third one is influence. So if we look at verse 7, it says, and work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I have sent you into exile. Work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. They're in a pretty pagan and brutal regime in Babylon, the people of Israel, a people that lived under a different God to them. But do you remember, have you read Daniel and seen how Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, how they lived their lives in Babylon? They were extraordinarily influential just through at times saying, no, we're not going to eat that food, or actually we're not going to bow down and worship that God, or I've got a solution to your problem. I've got an interpretation to the dream that you've had, King, and I can tell you what God's saying to you. They were these people who were, just as Jesus said, being salt, being light, being the presence of God, demonstrating the love and the culture of the kingdom in Babylon. And we see Jesus and his disciples doing that, don't we? As they go around the world, they start in Jerusalem and in Israel. And as his disciples go out around the world, we see them bringing a different culture, bringing a different way of living, living the Sermon on the Mount, loving their enemies, praying for those who persecute them, forgiving those, giving generously, loving children, people on the edges. Women are given a new dignity that they didn't have in those ancient cultures prior to the example that Jesus gave and the early church gave and the church demonstrated. Likewise for us in our workplaces, in our communities, in our homes, we're called to influence through the culture that we live, that we inhabit, that we bring. Work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. So that's invest, increase, influence. And the fourth one is to intercede. Again, in verse 7, it says, pray to the Lord, for its welfare will determine your welfare. That's pray for the city's welfare and work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare. We know that one of our four dreams as a church is to be a prayer centre for the city. We sense that that we're called to the city of Bristol as a church to minister to the city. And part of that ministry is to be a people of prayer. One Church One Day is a very significant way in which we're doing that as a church. And we'll continue to do that through 2019, first Tuesday of each month. But being a people of prayer, praying for our neighbours, praying for the problems that we see around in the city, and seeing God's kingdom come through wrestling in prayer and crying out to God. So that's a little quick overview of this word that we believe God has for us for 2019. We've got some postcards around the place, and we've been unpacking this a little bit more in some of our Sundays as well. Invest, increase, influence, intercede. That's from Jeremiah 29, and it's verses 4-7. If you want to look at read the book of Daniel, That's an inspiring way to see how Daniel and these other godly people lived out this sort of life in a land that was not their own. Great. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be living this way with you guys.